Blog Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Tune in next time.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
10, 5, 4, 3.
What you are about to hear is pure opinion, not backed up by facts or research. It's all make-believe and fantasy. Created by Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Just kidding. Only actors and gold diggers fake it. If you want to reach Bill live, call him at 917-889-3250. Once again, 917-889-3250. And now for your listening pleasure, Billy Borelli.
Wow. I go a month or so without doing a show, and Blog Talk wants to mess up my intros and my outros. Really? I fixed that, and it still started with my outro. Thanks, Blog Talk Radio, for making me look like a dummy. Welcome, everyone. Happy Saturday to you. I hope you like my new intro, my new intro. Not new, it's new. So if you say things twice, like my new outro, then it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you know who Ed is? Who's Ed? No, Ed. Oh, yeah. Because he's named twice. That's right. I know who he is. He's got two names. William. Not that William, but the other William. Hey, how's everybody doing? Are you hoeing tonight? Are you with your hoe? Are you with your side piece? I am home in this hot-ass bedroom doing this show for you guys tonight. It's going to be a half an hour, so don't call in. My show. Don't call in because you won't get through. Because I got some stuff I got to talk about tonight. We got some stuff to get through. I want to give a special shout out if all my five listeners are listening, if you know who Jim Rome is, if you don't know who Jim Rome is, where the fuck you know who Jim Rome is? When I'm in here, that means I'm working. Tap, 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 tap. Jim Rome is a talk show host, radio host. He's got he's on TV. His show is simulcast. His show is on terrestrial radio. And his show is on satellite radio. And he does a show Monday through Friday, and I listen to him because while I'm working, I can listen to the radio. So I have him on, and I crack up. Sometimes he reads my tweets. Most times he doesn't. They're funny. So if you go to my @comedianBillyBo, you'll see some of my tweets there. So those are some of the ones. If you see the ones with @JimRome or @I'mAdamHawk. So Adam, if you're listening, you guys rock. Rename it the Jim and Adam Show. And Alvin is in there. So there's like another guy, James Kelly, who comes in on Friday only. And then there's some other dude that sits in the back in a chair all day. So I don't know what he does. You know, he gets paid to keep quiet. He's like, hey, I'm not stupid. But Adam, you're my man. You got my support. This is the Jim Rome Show. We're going to rename it the Jim and Adam Show. Anyway. What's going on? The 4th of July is coming up. Our country's birthday is coming up, and everybody's going to be celebrating again. Every year, 4th of July seems to come with baggage now. It used to be pop fireworks, drink beer, eat hot dogs, go to sleep, work the next day, hungover, or whatever. Now there's so many, you know, people, oh, no, America's this, America's that. Get rid of the 4th, not really, not get rid of the 4th, not quite that way, but they're, well, the 4th of July means it's this and this and this and this. Just leave the 4th of July alone. Just, you're here, if you're not in jail and you've got a steady paycheck and a roof over your head, celebrate the 4th of July. You're doing well. You're doing well than a lot of other people. I can guarantee you that. Anyways, I got to start being funny or else people are going to tune out instead of being a jackass. So I've named this show Wacky White People, and I'll tell you why. I live in the Bay Area, and very close to Oakland. I'm actually from San Francisco. For those of you that don't know or just listening in, Billy Borelli, I've been doing this show now for approximately 6 years. 6 years. I started doing it every single day. I ran out of material very quickly, and then I was boring pretty much, and then I started doing it every week, and then life kind of hit me. I go to the gym. I work a lot, so I got to earn money, and this doesn't pay. But I like to do it. I like to come up with new material, new things to talk about, new things to refresh my people that know me and that have heard me, and I just like to refresh them and get them up to speed. So I've been doing this for 6 years. I live in the Bay Area, and I come across these stories, which sometimes make national headlines and some don't. So we're going to start this off with wacky white people in the news. Dun, dun, dun. And I don't have any I don't have any music. So I'm doing this all through my suck hole that I call my mouth. All right. First off, we have Q Becky. I think that's her name. Barbecue Becky or Betty. I think it's Barbecue Betty, to be quite honest. Anyway, this lady, and we're going to throw some color in there. Why not? She's a white lady. She was videotaped calling the police, the Oakland police, on these two black gentlemen who were barbecuing in the park. Nothing to see there. Everybody barbecues, especially at a park. Keep them moving. But she decided to call the police, Oakland police, on them, stating that you do not have permits to cook here with charcoal. So one of the gentlemen's wife came. She was alerted that her husband was the police were calling, they were being called on him. So she came. Just so happens she's a white lady. And she's like, why are you harassing them? What are they doing? And she's like, blah, blah, they don't have a permit. She's like, well, why don't you leave? Why don't you go? Leave them alone. And now there was a rumor that she used the N-word to describe someone. So I don't know how truthful that is. The media ran with it. Everybody claimed that she was being racist, because she was white, they were black. And it was obvious racism. That's sarcasm, by the way. Just because you call the police on someone doesn't necessarily mean it's because of who they are. Maybe it's because of what they're doing. In this case, she was being a fucking idiot. You do not call the police when somebody's having a barbecue. If they're burning somebody's face on the barbecue, I could see that. If they're cooking crack or meth, I could see that. But they probably had some Franks and a chicken or two, and some steaks. Just mind your goddamn business. Keep it moving. They're not bothering you. They're not in front of your house barbecuing. They're just having a good time on a weekday. Let them. Now, was it obvious racism? Me personally, I didn't see it. She was just being stupid as fuck, calling the police on a couple of guys simply having a barbecue. So that's the way I see it. That made headlines, and she was considered Barbecue Betty for that. And it's funny. Run with it. You can't rename her anything else. The hate afterwards followed. I don't know. They said her name, and then, let's find out what she does, where she lives, and all that. I'm not down with that. Make fun of her. Make a meme out of her. But you don't have to go and dig deep into her life and ruin it. For what? Calling the police, which nothing happened. Now, okay, if something had happened after that, the police had done something stupid themselves, then yes, it's like she caused this chain of event. But the chain of event stopped suddenly with her. It didn't go further than that. Moving on. We have another white lady in San Francisco across the street from Pac Bell Park. No, fuck that. It's not AT&T. It's Pac Bell. She decides to call the police on a young girl who was selling bottles of water in front of their building. Now, she called the police and wanted to know if they had a permit. All right, Dingleberry, obviously nobody gets a permit to sell bottled water in the front of a building. Don't be stupid. Again, she was being stupid. The girl, the lady that called was white. Obviously, she was blonde hair, blue eyes. She was, alabaster white. The girl, from what I can gather, might have been mixed. She definitely wasn't white. Her mother, I couldn't tell what she was until I had to research who she was. She looked Latina. So, again, we have an idiot who, and this one's even worse. How are you going to call the police on a little girl, a young girl selling water? So you're going to call the police on her? Really? Is that what we're doing? You see the pattern here? White people, scary. I don't want to get political, so I'm going to kind of tone it down a notch. These white women in the Bay Area, and those of you that are familiar with the Bay Area and what types of people live out here, politically wise, we'll just go with that. Okay? We'll just go with that. We'll run with that. Let's see. A little something happened outside. Let me call the police. I see a light that flickered. Let me call the cops. Somebody threw a rock in the air and it landed. Let me call the... So she calls the police on this girl because they were making noise in front of the building. Buy water, buy water. And the girl was trying to raise money to go to Disneyland, charging $2 a bottle. Well, you know, she probably could have raised it, charging that fucking amount. $2 a bottle of water? Jesus Christ. Anyways, but don't, you know, do this. Hey, look, I don't, here's like $10, all right? And this, you know, this would have been a great idea. Here's $10. Give the next 5 bottles of water for free out to people. Here's $10. Please do me a favor. Would you mind keeping it down a little bit? I got a migraine. Why? If the woman's voice is so shrill that it bothers you, ask her nicely to tone it down a notch, but help support what the girl's doing. Help support her. She's selling something. So say, hey, here's $10, 5 bottles of water out to the free for people. But if you could please do me a solid, yeah, I just ask a small favor. If you could keep it down a little bit, I'm sleeping, I have a migraine, I got this, I got that, I got homework, whatever. Make something up. Don't just, I'm going to call the cops and, you know, permit. And then, of course, it was racist, obviously, sarcasm, because she was white and they were not. So I hadn't heard that she said anything racial about it, so it's a reach. It's a reach, but people are reaching for that. They got long arms, I guess. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go too much further into that. We'll stop it there. Now, there's a third story. You didn't know there was a third story, did you? You probably haven't heard this one. Burrito Bart. Yes. A gentleman was yelling, kind of berating this other gentleman, younger gentleman on Bart, because the younger gentleman was eating a burrito, and he was saying, you can't eat on BART. What are you, stupid? And somebody was recording it. Well, the gentleman that was the older gentleman, let's say that the one that was complaining and bitching about the burrito, he was white. The younger gentleman was, drum roll please, white. So he gets up. He calls the intercom. He says, there is a man dining in the car, blah, blah, blah. Could you call BART police, please? There's a man dining in the car. Then he sits back down, and people are just like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. Dude, eat your burrito. And dude eating the burrito, he just acted like nothing was going on. He kept eating his burrito like, yeah, whatever. And he got up. His stop came, and he's like, all right, peace. And that I like. He didn't make a big stink about it, although it was obviously racial sarcasm. But he got up, finished his burrito, I guess, and he went home to take a shit. He was like, I'm going to drop this burrito off in the toilet. Happy trails. So all these three little minute things that happened shouldn't have happened. You shouldn't call the police for something stupid, because if I'm a police officer and I show up for something like that, I'm going to tell the caller, do you realize that you took me away from somebody being beaten, somebody being robbed, drugs being sold, kids being kidnapped, a car accident with deaths? This is what you took me from. Those are real crimes, not a kid selling bottles of water in front of a building, not two gentlemen barbecuing, and not a gentleman eating a burrito. White, you're making other good white people look very bad, and white people are looking very bad these days. I won't get into all that again. We all know why. We'll pass that. Now, why am I sounding kind of like this? Why am I sounding like a fucking Italian? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. First, though, I want to get into this thing that I like very much so. It replaces your apps, your Google Maps. You don't need Google Map anymore. You need DawnStar.
The following recording took place on July 7, 2017 in Queens, New York at 1:40 a.m. between a DawnStar customer and a DawnStar advisor.
Thanks for calling DawnStar. What seems to be the problem here?
Please, you gotta help me. There's this creepy man that bought me a couple drinks at this bar, and now he wants to come home with me. He keeps creeping on me, and now he's beating on my car window, and he won't leave me the hell alone. I need your help. I need someone to get rid of this guy now.
Okay, lady, relax. We're gonna take care of this really quick for you.
Okay, please hurry.
We're sending a signal your way momentarily. Has the situation been resolved, ma'am?
Yes, it has. That guy was a real creep. Thank you so much, DawnStar. If there's any way that I can repay you.
Forget about it. Have a nice night. We'll be in touch.
DawnStar, always there. Because with situations like these, we'll take care of it.
Yes, we will. Excuse me. I should have been drinking something, but I'm going to get into this story now that I want to talk about. Maybe some of you have read some of my notes, you know, some of my description of the show, and that's a lot of stuff right there to take in. And I do want to talk about that, but I do want to get into this. This is very important to me. I probably didn't get to talk about Mother's Day. So to all those mothers out there, happy belated Mother's Day. So me and my siblings have been kind of getting into who we are. We're a mix of different nationalities. We're different cultures, and there's Modoc Indian, which is California based. There's Scotch, whatever you want to call it. There's Sicilian. There's Irish. I think maybe on my brother's side, younger brother's side, who had a different father. I want to say that he's Irish. So we're all kind of getting into who we are. And I like it because it's like my mom's got like, you know, four different kids. Like, oh, hi, I got kids from all over the world, you know, and that's something good for her. And, my mom's like, I would have given the little girl $20 for a bottle. Yeah. You know what? Here's $20. Give the next 10 bottles of water out for free. I'll take one and give the next, you know, 9 out for free. Or just keep the water and, you know, go to Disneyland. Have a good time because she's going to remember that. Anyway, thanks, Mom, for chiming in. Nobody does it better than TD Voice Talent. Not any of Jim Rome's people, by the way. TD Voice Talent rules the game. So my mom has four different kids. Well, five. One of them is... he's visiting heaven ahead of everyone else. So down here, she's got four. So it's like she's got she's got five different kids. You know, not from, you know, different fathers or anything like that. Then it'd be like, Mom, ew, come on, man. Close them. Sorry, Mom. Anyway, so she's got four different kids that identify with different parts of their culture. My brother, he's big into the Scotch thing, the Scottish bagpipes and all that stuff. My sister, she's into the Native American Modoc side. My brother Josh, and now I'm not quite sure what he's into. I'm just going to throw it out there and say maybe Irish, I think. And then, of course, me, I'm kind of like, I'm intrigued with the Sicilian side of us. So I can imagine what a Mother's Day conference call would sound like, and it probably sounds something like this. Here's my mom. Okay, I says, this is so great. I've got all my kids. I love you guys so much. You are all my kids. Oh my God. So I says, I was talking to my neighbor, and I says, do you know that they says, I says, in Hawaii? Anyway, I says, so I says to my, to they say, I says, I got four kids. I got four kids. Billy, Tommy, 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 what do you got to say?
Of course, there's my brother Tom. Mother, what are you talking about? You're just rambling on and you're not making any sense. However, what I've got for you is a pair of bagpipes. I want to play them. I've been practicing for you, Mama. I've got a song for you. Perhaps you can recognize it. What do you think, Mother? Then, of course, there's my sister. You, brother, I need to tell you that noise. Brother who blows into airbag. That is too loud for my hearing. You need to stop doing that now. There's my younger brother, Josh.
Well, Mother, what about you? How are you these days? If you don't like the bagpipes, I could play a shillelagh for you. Michelle, how are you? And Tom, good to hear from you. Oh, it's great to hear from you. Where's Billy?
And of course, there's me.
What the fuck is going on here? I hear this fucking noise, eh? My brother Tom, he's like some Scotch bastard. Michelle, she's like so monotone, I want to fall the fuck asleep. And then Josh over here, he's got a four-leaf clover sticking out of his ear. That's ear. I don't pronounce my eyes. And then it's me. Fucking forget about it.
My mom is probably going bananas, like,
four retards. They're four retarded kids. They all talk different. One's an Indian, Native American. One's like a Scotch Brite. One is like a pizza, and the other is like a four-leaf clover. I don't know what to do. I says to my mom, I says, I don't know what to do. I got four different kids. I don't know what to do. I mean, I love my kids. I says just be normal. Just be yourself.
Poor mom. Love you, Mom, but geez, you got four retarded. No, you just want me. I'm the special one. I did have a concussion when I was like really young. So that kind of explains a lot. I had a concussion. My older brother's normal. My sister's normal. My younger brother's normal. I'm the oddball. I'm the at the end of the rose. You know, when you have a long stem rose and at the very bottom tip, there's like it's all like brown and you got to snip it off. That's me. Don't listen, Mom. Don't listen to this next thing. You know she's going to listen, and I put it in the notes too. When I ejaculate, it sounds like the loser's horn from The Price is Right. Boop, boop, boop. It just sounded funny. I just had to do it. I still got a few minutes left. So women do care a lot. I notice women care a lot if they have it. If you have it, flaunt it. Fuck it. But women care a lot about eyebrows. Eyebrows is like a big thing. And it's... If you don't have eyebrows or if you do have eyebrows, either way, it's a big thing. If you don't have eyebrows, I got to draw them on perfectly. If you do have eyebrows, I got to take them off perfectly. So they all got to look the same. If you have too much eyebrows and it looks like some Scotch Brite pads, shout out to my brother, that are just sitting on top of your on your forehead, just like all crunchy and crinkly and, round and silvery. And then I think I have a bug on my arm. No, it's not a bug. Anyway. It was dead. It's dead now. Or they get them, I forgot there's the term for it. It's like they get them plucked or stripped or waxed or, they take those two strings and they strip them off or sandpapered or ground off or I don't know. I got eyebrows. I don't fuck with them. I mean, I trim them when one's hanging down or whatever, but because it's like in my vision. But if men took the time to scape themselves the way women do as far as their hoo-hoo and their eyebrows and some with chest hair, maybe they would be more appealing. Like, can you imagine if you and your friend, because women will go either by themselves or they'll go in a pack. We're going to go get our eyebrows done, all four of us. Yay! And then dudes are like, we're going to go get our balls done. Yay! And you all go, not waxing. I mean, dudes do get their balls waxed. Ouch. but I would never. But I'm saying, what if they kind of did like, hey, dude, check it out. Yeah, you know, I went to the ball scraper, and he did this amazing job. He was like so, he got the lines perfect, so when I put on underwear, the hair doesn't hang out the side. That's fucking disgusting, right? Who's going to want to suck on those? Sorry, Mom. No, I'm not sorry. I'm a comedian, damn it. You're going to hear it. Just kidding. Yeah, so, you know, but he trims it up nice and puts like a little shape in there. You know, it's like, it looks like a Nike swoosh now down there. So it goes like from the underside of my pecker all the way down to my taint. And it's kind of got this like little, you know, taper. And it's really nice the way he did it. And I'm going to go back to him because he did it really, really cool. And I had my legs up in the air and it was all good. We all had a great time. You know, we were just laughing and joking, talking sports. That was gross. Oh, I can't see that. I can't see my barber like, hey, man, can you hook me up down there too? I'm just going to bend over, just, you know, clean out my ass a little bit and get the hair around there and, you know, yeah, do what you got to do. Just, you know, put like a Nike swoosh or can you put a pattern in my ass hair like Michael Jordan's face or, I don't know, the Nike swoosh or the Adidas stripes. I want something. So when I pull my pants down at the gym, you know, when I'm showing my nuts off to all the people in the gym locker room, they'll be able to see and go, whoa, dude, nice. Where'd you get that? Like, I got to take a picture, selfie time. Standing right next to some dude's shaved nuts with an image of, you know, Kevin Durant. Hey, Kevin Durant, this guy's balls. Yeah, send this one to Mom. Instagram this bitch. So that's another thing, and this is something that I saw today. Like, I went to the gym today, and this guy comes out of the shower area into, like, right next to the shower area, that's where you wash your hands, and there's, like, two air dryers, one up kind of high and one down low. I'm like, okay, they got one for midgets. You know, yeah, I could say that. Fuck PC. That's what they were in the 70s. That's what they are now. All right? You don't like it? Change the fucking channel, eh? Don't star your ass. Change the fucking channel. You could forget about it. How'd you like that, Billy? Yeah? Don't fucking call me Billy, all right? What's the matter with you? You guys should not be fighting. Brother who eats pasta and older brother who blows into bag of air screeching noise. Is that his name for you? You made up that whole ass name? Can't you just call him fucking Tom? Yeah, I know. My mom calls me sick. Sorry. Yes, I am. Anyway, the guy comes out of the shower, and he's like balls out. Just balls out. And I realize you just came out of the shower, but you've got a towel in your hand. Wrap. Wrap. Don't walk out. I don't want to see your junk. I don't want to see you drying your junk in that lower dryer. He was drying like, this feels good. I'm just saying that. I don't know how he talked. You know, he looked like he might have been, you know, Middle Eastern or something. It's like, dude, no, man. I don't want your ball hair flying around. I'm breathing here. I'm breathing. I don't know if you just washed. You just walked out of there. I didn't see you wash. You probably still have, you know, sweat. Anyway, I got 60 seconds, and that was all for me. Guys, stop drying your balls in the gym. Have a good night.
You've been listening to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Tune in next time for another episode. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Till next time, boys and girls, please lighten up. Thank you.